From Spark and Anvil and Alcumus Forge, this is Spacing Wren, in Chapter 1 of the Alcumus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A small brown wren kept a calendar that nobody else could see. She lived in the rafters of the library, and she had the busiest, brightest eyes of anyone there. Her name was Spacing Wren, and her job was timing. While other helpers cared about what you practiced, Wren cared about when, and especially about when to bring something back. Maya noticed her one afternoon, flitting down to tap a card on Maya's table, just as Maya was about to start something new. "Not yet," Wren chirped. "Before you race ahead, that thing you learned a week ago, it's getting wobbly in your head, I can tell. It's just about to slip. Let's catch it now, while a tiny nudge is all it needs. One quick visit, and it'll stay." Maya frowned. "But I already learned that. Why go back?" "Because learned once isn't learned for keeps," Wren said, hopping. "Everything you learn starts fading the moment you stop touching it. The trick isn't to grab it again at the last second in a panic. The trick is a little visit, right before it would slip away. Do that a few times, spaced out, and it stops fading at all."
Wren perched on the edge of the table, calendar eyes gleaming. "Here's the secret most people never learn," she said. "When you cram everything into one long sitting, it feels like you know it, and then it pours right back out, because you never gave your brain a chance to miss it. Forgetting a little, then catching it again, is what makes a memory strong. The tiny struggle of almost forgetting is the exact thing that locks it in." She tilted her head. "So I keep track. I don't bring something back too soon. That's a waste. You still remember it fine. And I don't wait too long. Then it's gone and you have to start over. I bring it back at just the right moment, when it's faded enough to be a little effort, but not so far that it's lost. That moment is when one small visit does the most good." "How do you know when that moment is?" Maya asked. "Watching," Wren said simply. "It's the whole of my job. I watch what's fading, and I bring it back right on time."
So Maya let Wren run her practice for a while, and it felt strange at first. Just when Maya wanted to charge ahead into something new, Wren would flit down, that thing from 3 days ago, quick visit. And Maya would do one or two problems on the old topic, and find, to her surprise, that it came back fast, a little rusty, but there. Then days later, another quick visit, then a longer gap, and another. "It feels like going backwards," Maya admitted after a week. "Watch what happens," Wren said. And what happened was this: a topic Maya had learned a month earlier, the kind of thing she'd normally have completely forgotten, was still right there when she needed it. Solid, easy, not rusty at all anymore. "I still know it," Maya said, almost startled. "The old stuff. I thought it'd be gone. It's just still here." "Because we kept visiting it," Wren said, "right when it needed visiting. Spaced out, a little at a time. That's all it takes."
Wren ruffled her feathers, pleased. "See the difference?" she said. "Your cousin with the cram it all at once library, he learns a thing, feels sure of it, and watches it leak away by next week. Then he panics and crams it again. Exhausting, and it never really sticks." She hopped closer. "You did the opposite. Little visits, spaced just right, catching each thing right before it slipped. And now it doesn't slip at all. You're not holding it up by force anymore. It's just yours." Maya thought about all the things she'd been afraid she'd lose. "I used to feel like I was carrying everything at once," she said. "Like if I let go of any of it, it'd fall." "That's the cramming feeling," Wren said gently. "Holding a tower of plates, terrified one will drop. Spacing is different. You set each plate down safely, and visit it now and then to make sure it's steady. You're not holding the whole tower. You just keep gentle company with each piece, on a schedule. Much lighter, much kinder."
Later, as the library quieted, Maya lingered under Wren's rafter. "Can I ask you something?" she said. Doesn't it ever feel sad, bringing back something I almost forgot? Like I'm being reminded I was about to lose it? Ren's bright eyes softened. I used to think folks might feel that way, she said. But it's the opposite, really. The almost forgetting isn't the sad part. The almost forgetting is what makes the memory strong. It's the little stretch that locks it in. So when I bring something back and you catch it, you're not being reminded you failed. You're doing the exact thing that turns I lend it once into I'll have this for years. She fluffed her feathers and settled. The nicest thing I get to watch, she said, is the moment a kid reaches for something old and finds it still there, solid, easy, theirs. They always look so surprised, as if they'd quietly braced themselves to have lost it, and there it is, waiting, still good. And as Maya walked home, she felt that exact quiet comfort, not the weight of carrying everything at once, but the lightness of knowing that the things she'd learned weren't slipping away in the dark. They were being kept, gently, visit by visit, and they would still be there when she reached for them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spacing Wren. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.